Track 1, heading Introduction. This is the Midwestern Community News, the Midwestern Regional Council Community Newsletter for December 2021. This audio copy is issued by the Midwestern Regional Council for the use of print handicapped residents. Spelling will be quoted for important, difficult, or unfamiliar words or names. Photographs, sketches, diagrams, charts, etc. will be described in brief as far as possible, and their captions will be read. Page numbers will not be read, but the reading is arranged by subject in tracks, organised as outlined in Track 2, Index of Tracks. Track numbers and titles will be announced. Remember, if you're playing a CD version, you can, by using the skip button on your CD player, listen to any track you choose without having to listen to the whole recording to do so. This facility is not available on downloaded versions. There's another little story on Track 15. Track 2, heading Index of Tracks, helps you find your way around the recording. Track 1, Introduction, explains how the document will be read. Track 2, Index of Tracks, this track now playing. Track 3, Masthead. Track 4, Submit Your Budget Idea. Track 5, From the General Manager. Track 6, Your Water Customer Portal now live. Track 7, Keep Your Kids Safe at the Pool this Summer. Track 8, News in Brief, there are 7 items. Track 9, Safety Upgrade, section of Wallar Road closed in January. Track 10, This Christmas Remember to Go Local First. Track 11, Rural Waste Station, Illegal Dumpers Find. Track 12, Live, Work, Invest, Visit. Track 13, Events Calendar for December 2021. Track 14, Contact Midwestern Regional Council. Track 15, A Story. The reading will now commence with Track 3. Track 3, heading Masthead. Midwestern Regional Council Community News for December 2021. There is a sketch in black and white, no shades of grey, giving the impression of a silhouette of a rural scene showing rolling hills with a few trees on the skyline. At one point below the horizon, there is an orchard of white trees. Over a gorge is a six-legged steel trestle bridge, which a man on a tractor has just crossed as he makes his way along a fenced road to a farm complex, complete with sheds, a water tower, a house, a windmill, and a silo. Track 4, heading Submit Your Budget Idea. Council has commenced its budget planning for the next financial year and is encouraging residents to submit proposals as part of the process. Residents can put forward a Community Plan Proposal, or CPP, for new infrastructure, projects, activities and improvements throughout the region to be considered in the 2022-23 operational plan. The plan sets out the projects and activities which Council is committed to over the coming financial year, as well as measures and timeframes to achieve this. The plan includes Council's revenue policy or rating model, 2022-23 proposed fees and charges, capital works program, annual budget and delivery program. Successful community proposals that have recently been completed include new shade sails at Gulgong Pool and improvements to the Lawson Park East footpath. A number of projects are currently underway, including road guttering in Candos and toilets at Puttabucka Wetlands. Proposals can be made on Council's website from now until the 10th of January. The numbers: $1.0 billion of infrastructure and equipment managed in 2020-21. $50.3 million invested in new and renewed assets in 2020-21. 94% of Council actions in the 2020-21 delivery program completed. There is a large poster with white writing on an orange background with the words Submit Your Budget Idea, a diagram of a light bulb, and three small pictures: Lawson Park Mudgee, a road grading machine, and Gulgong Adventure Playground. Below is a small photo of Puttabucka Wetlands with the caption, Toilets are being constructed at Puttabaka Wetlands following a CPP. Track 5, heading from the General Manager. It's been another very busy 12 months for Council, and we are already looking to the year ahead with our budget planning now underway. I'm often approached by residents with ideas for new projects or service improvements. If you have an idea for new infrastructure or upgraded facilities in your area, now is the time to have your say and submit a community plan proposal. Every proposal is considered for the budget as we set out the projects to be delivered in the upcoming financial year. As you are aware, local government elections will be held on Saturday, the 4th of December. The newly elected council will hold its first meeting on Wednesday, the 12th of January, when the mayor and deputy mayor will be elected. On behalf of council, I would like to wish everyone in our region a happy and safe Christmas and New Year. I hope we can all enjoy some long-awaited time with family and friends. There is a head and shoulders photo of Brad Cam, General Manager. Track 6, heading Your Water Customer Portal now live. Monitor daily water use on your phone. Residents can now monitor their daily water usage with the launch of Council's new smart water meter portal, Your Water. Along with daily data on the amount of water being used in the home, customers can review water charges and set up email and SMS alerts to notify of possible water leaks and high consumption periods. To register for Your Water, visit yourwater.midwestern.nsw.gov.au. You'll be prompted to enter some personal details and information found on your latest water notice. Smart water meters have been installed throughout the region after Council secured $1.2 million through the Australian Government's Smart Cities and Suburbs program. The Smart Water Meter Network will provide an estimated $445,000 annual cost saving to ratepayers by detecting possible leaks. Millions of litres of water are lost from leaks throughout the region each year. A young girl is pictured drinking a glass of clear water. Track 7, heading, Keep Your Kids Safe at the Pool This Summer. With the warmer weather on the way, there's no better time to enjoy Council's pools and water park. If you're visiting the Mudgee, Gulgong or Candos pools, there are a few simple rules to keep yourself and others safe. It is important to note that lifeguards cannot watch your children for you. You still need to supervise children at all times while at the pool. This means focusing all your attention on them all the time, when they are in, on or around the water. Therefore, you should be in the pool with them or within arm's reach to help them. Parents should 1. Watch your own child or children. 2. Know that lifeguards are there to watch everyone in the pool and cannot watch your child. They are not babysitters. 3. Be aware that other adults are not watching your children. 4. Remember that you are responsible for the safety of your own child. Parents are encouraged to register their children in Learn to Swim programs and take advantage of the New South Wales Government's First Lap and Active Kids vouchers for Learn to Swim classes. There is a small photo of children jumping into a swimming pool. Track 8, heading News in Brief. There are 7 items. Rural water filling stations. Rural residents are encouraged to apply online for their one-off registration to access Council's rural water filling stations, which are now operating. Registration is free and access to the fill stations is available 24/7. Registrations at midwestern.nsw.gov.au. Once registered, residents with email will have access via the Smart City Control app, smartcitycontrol.com.au/, and those without email will receive a swipe card. Australia Day in Gulgong. The region's 2022 Australia Day ceremony will be held in Anzac Park, Gulgong, on Australia Day, Wednesday, the 26th of January, 2022. Enjoy a free barbecue breakfast from 8 a.m., followed by the official ceremony. presentation of awards in six categories, including Citizen of the Year and Young Citizen of the Year, will begin at 9 a.m. Work with Council. Council is seeking additional trades and service contractors to help deliver its projects. The following trades and services are currently being sought: concreters, licensed builders, fencers, shed builders, electricians, plumbers, roof plumbers, tilers slash waterproofers, data cabler installers, surveyors, geotechnical testing service providers. To be considered for future and ongoing council projects, register your business at midwestern.nsw.gov.au. ChemClear Cleanout. ChemClear is holding a statewide collection in March 2022. If you have unwanted or obsolete AgVet chemicals that you need to dispose of, simply register them at chemclear.org.au by the 28th of January to ensure you don't miss out. The household chemical cleanout will be held in April-May 2022. Council Christmas closure. Council customer service centres, works depots and libraries will close for the Christmas break from 12 noon on Thursday the 23rd of December 2021 and reopen on Wednesday the 5th of January 2022. There will be minimal closures at other council facilities and services will continue without interruption. On-call staff will remain on duty and available during this period to respond to urgent inquiries on 1300 765002. That's 1300 765002. What's your plan B? As we celebrate the festive season this summer, remember to plan ahead to get home safely after a night out. If you've been drinking, don't drive. Have a plan B. During December and January, 23 pubs, clubs and bottle shops across the Midwestern region are taking part in the annual Plan B Winner Swag competition to remind us that some Plan Bs are smarter than others. Summer reading in Oz. Ruby slippers, munchkins, winged monkeys, and a horse of a different colour. Mudgee Library has been transformed into the Emerald City until January, so immerse yourself in the magical world of the Wizard of Oz by registering for its summer reading program or by joining in school holiday activities. Follow the Yellow Brick Road to the library's Facebook and Eventbrite pages for details. Track 9 heading, safety upgrade, section of Wallar Road closed in January. A section of Wallar Road will be closed for 10 weeks from the 10th of January to realign two dangerous curves as part of the 3-year road safety upgrade. Wallar Road will be closed through the Munghorn Gap Nature Reserve. Details on the specific locations of the closure will be provided closer to the date on Council's website and Facebook page. A detour will be in place via Ulan Wallar Road. The closure of Wallar Road is expected to commence at 7 a.m. Monday the 10th of January for 10 weeks, with an anticipated reopening on Monday the 21st of March. There will be some delays as works continue after this period under traffic control. Traffic is expected to return to normal in May. These works are part of the $6.8 million Wallar Road upgrade, jointly funded by Council and the New South Wales Government through its Restart New South Wales Fund and Saving Lives on Country Roads programs. Council apologises for any inconvenience and reminds motorists that all temporary speed limits during the construction are enforceable by police. Pictured at right is an excavator positioned on a road completing road work. Track 10 heading, this Christmas, remember to go local first. It's more important than ever to shop locally this Christmas and support local businesses. Spending locally means money stays in the community, boosting the local economy and maintaining the employment of the 1,069 people who work in the region's retail industry. Local consumer data revealed that residents spent $42.6 million outside the region in the December 2020 quarter. If 10% of this amount, that's $4.26 million, was instead spent locally, it would create 34 new jobs and provide a major boost to the region's economy. A range of local businesses can be found at mudgeeregionbusiness.com.au. Information from Spend Map by Geographia 2021. The photo at left shows two men shaking hands in a retail shop. Track 11, heading, Rural Waste Station, Illegal Dumpers Fined. A number of fines have been issued since August after illegal dumpers were caught on CCTV at the region's rural waste transfer stations. Following reports of these incidents, council conducted investigations and subsequently issued five compliance cost notices under the Protection of the Environment Operations, or POEO, Act, and two formal cautions in relation to dumping of building and demolition waste, motor vehicle tyres, asbestos-based cladding and ammunition at Home Rule and Queen's Pinch rural waste transfer stations. Individuals face fines up to $7,500 and corporations up to $15,000 for illegal dumping. Rural waste transfer stations are reserved for out-of-town residents who do not receive weekly waste collection. These facilities are signposted with details on the types of waste accepted. Residents are reminded that there are no disposal fees at any of Council's waste facilities in Mudgee, Gulgong or Candos for the disposal of household goods. The photo shows a pile of tyres that were dumped. Track 12, heading, Live, Work, Invest, Visit. Live, Council's newest off-leash park, the Jenny Blackman Dog Park, is the perfect place for your dog to run and play with other dogs. Please remember, even though the park is off-leash, your dog should always remain under reasonable control. That means your dog should not attack or intimidate other dogs. Walk your dog into the park on a lead and then release it, rather than allow it to rush in off a lead. And if your dog is unfamiliar with other dogs at the park, make sure you're close by. Please always respect the rules of the park and other dog owners. Work. Midwestern Regional Council is an award-winning organisation offering a range of career opportunities in areas such as admin, planning and development, water supply, parks and gardens, libraries, operations and community services. Council is an equal opportunity employer and values diversity in its people. For current positions vacant, go to Employment on Council's website. Invest. Council has provided more than $22,000 in grants to local organisations through the latest round of its Community Grants Program. The following grants were provided in October and November. $1,113 to Mudgee Triathlon Club. $1,138 to Candos Rylestone Men's Shed Incorporated. $2,500 to Mudgee Lions Club. $12,000 to Gulgong Chamber of Commerce. $2,000 to Candos Community Radio. $3,000 to Gulgong Memorial Hall Committee. $1,380 to Canobolas Cottage Ronald McDonald House Charities. And $600 to Mudgee High School. Visit. Mudgee has been named Australia's top tourism town for 2021. The announcement was made last month at the Australian Tourism Industry Council Awards. The tourism industry is essential to our local economy, delivering $157.6 million annually. Council recognises this value and works hard to deliver and attract major events and provide infrastructure which supports tourism and other key sectors in our local economy. Council congratulates Mudgee Region Tourism and the region's tourism operators on all their efforts. Track 13, heading, Events Calendar for December 2021. 3rd of December, Mudgee Cup at Mudgee Racehorse. The famous Mudgee Cup will make its return this year. A fun day out with a 7-race program and fashions on the field. 4th of December, local government elections. enrolment details and polling locations at the New South Wales Electoral Commission, elections.nsw.gov.au. 11th of December, Mudgee Showground Carols at Mudgee Showground. Free event hosted by the Rotary Club of Mudgee and Mudgee Sunrise. Gates open 4 p.m, carols and other entertainment. 23rd of December, Council Christmas Closure. Customer service centres, works depots and libraries close from 12 noon on Thursday the 23rd of December and reopen Wednesday the 5th of January 2022. 25th of December, Christmas Day. Council pools will be closed on Christmas Day, open Boxing Day and New Year's Day. Waste facilities will be closed Christmas Day, Boxing Day and New Year's Day. Check out our new events calendar online, midwestern.nsw.gov.au. Note, all information was correct at the time of publication. Events may be subject to change based on health orders. Please contact event organisers for further details. Track 14, heading Contact Midwestern Regional Council. Stay up to date with council news as it happens. Like Mid-Western Regional Council on Facebook, follow at Choose Mudgee Region on Instagram. Midwestern Regional Council address, 86 Market Street or Post Office Box 156, Mudgee 2850. Telephone 02 6378 2850 or 1300 765 002. Fax 02 6378 2815. Email council@midwestern.nsw.gov.au. Website www.midwestern.nsw.gov.au. This is the end of the reading of the Midwestern Community News for December 2021. However, there's still some room available, and I thought you might enjoy this little story. Track 15, heading, A Story. Title, The Jaguar Mechanic and the Surgeon. A Jaguar mechanic was removing the cylinder head from the engine of an E-Type when he spotted a well-known cardiac surgeon in the garage. The cardiac surgeon was there waiting for the service manager to come and take a look at his car when the mechanic shouted across the garage, "Hey Doc, want to take a look at this?" The surgeon, a bit surprised, walked over to where the mechanic was working. The mechanic straightened up, wiped his hands on a rag and asked, "So Doc, look at this engine. I opened its heart, took the valves out, repaired or replaced anything damaged, and then put everything back in. And when I finished, it worked just like new. So how is it that I make £40,000 a year and you make £500,000 a year when you and I are doing basically the same work?" The cardiac surgeon paused, leaned over and whispered to the mechanic, "Try doing it with the engine running." This is the end of the recording. Your volunteer narrator has been Jean Reed.